Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. It's at 6:30. Will everybody rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Hearing, but it's very. How do I do more?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hold on.
Item number three. Karen, can you do roll call?
Yep. Sam Palastro.
Here.
John Coore.
Here.
Earl Robinson.
Here.
Jeffrey Bell is excused. Ray Bowers is excused. David Reed.
Here.
Rita, how do you pronounce that?
Palagi.
Here. Rita. Thank you. Okay, we have five members.
Okay.
And both the alternates will be voting members this evening.
Very good. Thank you. Item number four, any additions, deletions of the agenda? Okay. I'm assuming you guys all read it. Do I have a motion to accept the agenda?
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Second by Earl. All in favor? Okay. All opposed? Motion carries. Next. Item number five, public portion. Anybody from the public who wishes to speak about something that is not on this agenda here tonight? Okay. Hearing anybody? Take a motion to close the public portion. Motion made by Rita. Seconded by Earl. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Item number six, approval of minutes from the June 20th, 2024 meeting. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes as they have been written?
You make the motion.
Motion made by John Quark.
I'll second.
Seconded by Rita. All in favor? Mm-hmm. All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Item number seven. Application. The applicant, Detron Suljumani, 17 Hawthorne Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. Location, affected premises. Appealing the Derby Zoning Board Regulations 195-53A to allow construction of a second floor attic apartment without off-street parking. Just state your name and your address for the record,
sure.
Please.
Brighton Suleimani, 17 Hawthorne Avenue, Derby, Connecticut.
Okay. We had this suspended from 2 months ago, correct?
Yes.
So you were already in front of us and in front of the board.
Hold on one second. For the members of the board, there was not one of the packets that was here. That was in your packet from previous months.
Yes, it's not in here.
So it's that you're looking for it. The only thing is the letter from the Adriatic Market John Club is the only document relating to this issue for tonight. That was passed out. That's what.
That was passed out already.
They have everybody.
Oh,
have
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just to catch up, Mr. Robinson. Earl was here. John, you were here on Zoom. Yeah. Rita, I don't know if you were here. So just to catch up the other two members, if you'd like to go back over your application and let us know what has changed or if you decided to, outside
sure.
of this letter, why don't you just...
I wanted to put an apartment on a third floor, which is an existing attic, but it's very high. And we're not doing any extension, any expanding, just the existing size of the attic, turning it to an apartment. And... But I did do a petition. All the neighbors signed from the beginning of Hawthorne Avenue past the Cemetery Street, which I think that's a great support. Everyone is supporting it. And the parking issue, Hawthorne Avenue is pretty wide street. It's very wide compared to the other side streets. During the day, it's plenty of parking. During the night, it's a little tight. But if you drive like 150 feet down by Cemetery Side, plenty of parking, even nighttime.
Okay.
Sam, is that
anybody have? Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Is that the only issue? That, I mean, he came forward.
He came here 2 months ago and we only had four.
Okay.
And I gave everybody who applied at that time an option right. to table it where you get five. Because if you had one no,
right.
it would
denied.
Okay. Be denied.
Now, during that meeting, the last 2 months ago, everything has been rectified. In other words,
No, he's coming in front of us because they don't have off-street parking for this property.
Okay.
And so he's trying to seek two with this letter here that the A&M club wants to give. You know, we need something like a contract, like the president here.
He using the A&M club as
for additional parking.
Okay. So
his house is pre-existing non-conforming because they don't even have parking now for the one apartment that they have.
Okay.
But now he wants to modify, and in doing so, he has to come in front of the board. So
in this letter that we just received here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it says encloses letters to notify all parties involved that we at American Market Genre Club at Hawkins Street, blah, 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 will allocate two parking spaces in the lower parking lot for Yolando, your bakery.
Yeah.
And Fortuna Avenue. Thank you. And of course, Rob Ripko Jr. and the other president. Okay.
Is the president Jacko? Is not the president?
No, he's passed away, Jacko.
I'm sorry, who?
Jacko?
Yeah.
The short guy with gray hair and glasses. That runs the
so he's the new president.
Oh, he's the new president.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that you rectified.
So,
I mean, I don't know if this is binding or whole. I mean, at any time they can pull this from him.
Corporation Council at the time advised that it should be some contract in.
Correct. Right. There should be some kind of a contract, like a 99-year lease, which is what I said 2 months ago. Him giving you permission now doesn't stop anything a month from now or 2 months from now when they have something or the people can't park there. I mean, is he willing to put up two signs for you saying that this do not park when, you know, when he's throwing a porchetta dinner or steak night and there's parking everywhere because I've been to many of them.
But when it's a porchetta night, all those people that do find parking on Horton Avenue, right? You agree with me?
Oh, yeah. Down the street and down Amptown and everything else.
Do we have a lot of parking space?
They don't have a lot of parking because they have to park on the street. I have to park down.
No. I'm saying
forward to get up the street.
No. What I'm saying, we do have plenty of parking space on Horton Avenue.
I've never parked at Hawthorne Avenue to go to a function. Never. I've always parked on Camptown down the street, and I had to walk up the hill to go because it's always been packed.
Well, always been packed because people came before you and they already took the parking.
Correct.
But if it's over 200 cars on Hawthorne Avenue for dinner, then it must be a plenty of parking space. And that dinner is once a month.
At the club. Yeah, the club has to have parking, just like you need to have parking.
The club don't have.
So I'm going to refer to Kevin White right now. Kevin, can you please?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I have something more important to say than about this decision, and I understand what is being discussed. The more important part of this application falls under the section 195-55B, and it says that in all residential zones, parking spaces required for all uses shall be provided on the same lot as right. The principal use.
Right.
I get at least one to two requests a week from other individuals in town that are applying for the same variance. And that is, I can't park on the street, and if they have to have it on the same lot, then they have no other way of getting this requirement satisfied. I have asked for the Planning and Zoning Commission to consider a change to the regulation that if you are within X amount of feet, 300, 500, probably not more than that, then you can get this relief. But until that regulation is changed, and if you voted for this in the affirmative tonight, I will have 15 people in my office tomorrow asking for the same variance.
Again.
You might have 15 people tomorrow. You might have 20 people showing up tomorrow. But there might be in the streets like 8th Street Cherry Street, Piney Streets, Hawthorne Avenue. It's a very wide street, one of the widest streets in Derby. I'm not saying the only one, but one of them. And as soon as you pass the store, you go about 150 feet down, you got cemetery site, which is empty. You can park 30 cars, no problem. And you can verify that. And as I mentioned to you before, you say the club has their own parking. Yes, they do. But for porchetta night or for steak night, they don't have enough 20% parking for what they get for steak night and porchetta night. 20%. So where 80% of the cars, vehicles park?
You understand that if by our job here is to uphold the law of the city because we're setting a precedence by doing this. So we can get sued for it because we're setting a precedence for everybody else to come and get it. That's the problem. I'm not trying to be confrontational or standoffish with you. You understand that we have a liability to, you know, everybody wants us to take care of this little piece for them. But as the zoning board, we have to think about this whole piece right here. Everybody. And if we do it for this one, we have to do it for everybody because then we get sued. We're setting a precedence.
Okay.
That's the issue that we're running into here.
No, I do understand.
Okay.
But what I was trying to say, you got to see the streets too, like I said before.
It sounds like
you can combine 8th Street with Hawthorne Avenue. Big differences.
I think
then you're going by the width of one road. But all the other roads are not. And again, I have to do it for everybody. So 8th Street is just as narrow. So, but if 8th Street wants it, they're going to come to us and use this as an example. But like Kevin said, it doesn't even sound like this is a zoning board issue. It sounds like a planning and zoning issue that if they release that, then we wouldn't have to be here.
That's correct.
Right. So that's the crux of this whole thing.
Now, Kevin, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Kevin. Do you know when did you put that plan to the Board of Aldermen?
We are working on text change amendments right now. It probably won't be to the board for a couple of months.
A couple of months. Okay. Now, you, sir, are you willing to wait a couple months? Then this way it would be to your best benefit.
We already delayed this 2 months.
Well, I'm talking about he can withdraw this application and then renew it. Am I correct?
Where's Corp Counsel? Is he here? I'm sure he can. Yeah. If he, I don't know at what point legality. What,
Mr. Chairman? I think Brian Lima. I am here until 7, when I have to go to the zoning board meeting. But the. I think the point of the zone reg amendment explained by Mr. White would be that there would be no need for a variance or an application before this board because the regulation would be changed to allow off street or parking off the lot within a particular distance. So until that regulation is adopted, there's just nothing that this board could really do. And then if and when it is adopted, then they would apply as of right or to the zoning board, planning and zoning board for approval. And it wouldn't be a variance. It would be allowed under the regulations.
Right. Your answer there. Is there anything else you would like to add to your application?
No, basically, I feel a bit of support that I did. All the neighbors are supporting. I verify all the names and the addresses. I thought that was a goal because no one denied it. Everyone is supporting it. I went house to house.
From Hawthorne past the cemetery. As you can see it, I should have a copy. And as the gentleman said that he has 15, 20 people tomorrow, but do they have a support of the neighborhood the way I did it?
Okay. Is that if
I think that affidavit of support shows everything. And I don't know what else to say. I say everything I had to say.
Okay. If that's it, we're going to open up the item number 8 public portion for this application. From anybody from the public wish to speak on just this application particularly? You can have a seat now because anybody from the public? All right, not hearing any. Can I have a motion to close the public portion for this application? Okay. Motion made by John. Okay. Seconded by Mr. Reed. Dave, sorry, I forgot your first name there for a second. All in favor? All opposed? All right, motion carries. Next, item number 9, action on the application. So this is our opportunity as a board here. We can discuss it, and anybody who's comfortable with putting together a motion, feel free. Anybody have any questions? Anybody want to discuss anything amongst us? Do you have anything? No? Nothing you want to...
The only thing is that I was here last month to hear the
postponing it until and getting all the information. And now with the information that I have now and seeing the issue that's involved in it, I don't think it's, I understand your gentleman, you got all your people's votes in there and everything else, but the people are not here to see the whole picture. I'll be honest with you. You follow what I'm saying? They take you at heart. They all mean good, in which and I believe they all do, in all honesty. But at the same time, they don't see the picture on our end, like Sam has mentioned it, and our corporation and our city engineers, and each one of us here sees it, the whole picture itself and how it may evolve later on in the future. So I feel for you, and I feel for this board, our board, and I feel for the city. But you got to understand, we have to do what is right, okay? And I just want you to understand that, whatever decision this board goes, one way or the other. All right? And that's it. That's all I have to say, Sam.
Go ahead.
Well, it's more of a question,
yeah,
or to understand it. So the regulation or, the rule, the law is that you have to have parking on your lot. And he has this letter, which is insufficient because it's not seen as a contract.
Mm-hmm.
If he went back to the AM club and got a contract with them, might this situation be different?
No,
I would refer to corp counsel on that.
Well, I don't think it changes the analysis of whether there's a hardship under the application. And the as Kevin pointed out earlier, the regulation requires in residential zones, parking spaces be provided on the same lot. That's a principal use. No, I
see.
But because it's across the street, it doesn't.
Right.
It would not.
See, it was
until that regulation is changed.
He already has an apartment. It was already pre-existing. But the minute you want to make a change and you want to add to it, you have to conform with today's rules and regulations. So even if he gets the parking across the street, it doesn't, with 195-55B, it doesn't.
That's correct. He already has a pre-existing legal non-conforming use, so the existing use is protected, but the expansion of that use with a third apartment is not.
Right.
I'd like to make a motion. We now approve this application for variance.
What?
Say that again, John.
Oh.
I'd like to make a motion. We
leave it alone. Leave it because you guys are not getting
Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to make a motion that we not approve this application for a variance based on the Corporation Council's recommendations and the planning, our zoning enforcement officer. And that's what my motion is.
Well, I'm
going to amend that just a little bit. Okay. A motion to deny the application. Appealing the Derby zoning regulation 195-55A to allow construction of a second floor attic apartment without off-street parking due to the zoning regulation of 195-55B, not having adequate parking on the premise. How's that? Is that a little bit better? We're citing the violation. Kevin, that's good?
Yes.
Sections.
Yeah, in the sections. All right. So there's the motion. Do I have a second?
Second
made by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda, item number 10, applicant Barbara Baldella, 14 North Avenue, located affected premises is the same address, appealing the Derby zoning regulation 195-13E. 7 for side yard variance from 8 feet to 3.5 on the north left side of the house to expand a bathroom. Please state your name and your address for the record, please.
I'm Barbara Baldella, 14 North Avenue, Derby. And I've come before the board for the variance from 8 feet to 3.5 feet in order to expand an existing half bathroom by adding a walk-in shower. The addition would be 3.5 feet wide by 6 feet long.
Okay. House was built in 1900. You're just making it from a half to a full, and you already have a full?
Yes.
And the full is upstairs. This would be on the first floor.
The half bath is on the first floor, so this would be a full bathroom on the first floor now. Mm-hmm. And this would be a walk-in shower. Full bathroom with only a walk-in shower. The bathroom upstairs is, of course, the tub with a shower.
Okay.
As you can see from the photos on the south side of the house, there's the hatchway, the air conditioning unit, and the exhausts of the mechanicals, the boiler, the furnace, etc. Whereas on the north side of the house, there's not that there.
And the plumbing already exists?
Yes, sir. The plumbing already exists. The plumbing is existent. The sewer is existent. Yes.
So this is going over the hatch? This is the window for the bathroom right here? Above the hatch going?
No, it's on the opposite side. You should have another photograph there that shows. There should be four photographs, I do believe.
No.
Oh, yes. Plus, I'd like to see the photograph.
Yes, please. You can start down there. You can pass it.
That's what the confusion starts. Oh, okay, that's the code. Okay, I thought that she had put these in on Terry Store. Okay, this is the north side of the house. This is the meter. This, one. Yeah. Right. But if you see this little area right here,
right,
that's about where the addition would go.
Okay.
Which is...
And this side of the house, the other side,
the opposite side. The opposite side.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the other side of the house. Yeah. Okay. The opposite side of the house. Oh, yeah, that's where the confusion is.
Oh, yeah. We have it here. So you were showing us this.
Here, you know, like this.
You did one.
these things?
Yes, right. The hatchway, the air conditioning, the mechanicals, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, you're showing that the hardship.
That's the hardship.
Okay, and
this is the sign where there is not any of those items there.
Okay.
So it would be past the
the electricals.
Yeah, the electrical.
Yes, okay.
The back of the house.
Okay.
Up and that wall.
And that wall is your boundary line?
Yes, the wall's the boundary line.
So okay.
The 8 feet.
Right.
And it would only be 3 1/2 feet wide.
Okay.
Which means you 4 1/2 feet between the wall of the shower and the wall itself.
Now, the wall itself is, I'm just curious. Now, the stone wall, the front of the stone wall is the boundary line. It's not in the middle of the stone wall or anything like that?
Oh, that's a good question. I know that I own like the top of the stone wall. So I guess I don't know if the front of the stone wall is it or the back of the stone wall. I do believe though that it is the front of the stone wall at the as the boundary line.
Okay.
Which makes the 8 feet.
All right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is it? You can ask
if you want. I'm trying to find the rules. Are you concerned that if anything happens to that stone wall, with it being so narrow, not getting in there to repair it?
No, 4 1/2 feet. There should be more. I do believe that there's enough room to do a repair if anything happened. And well, the house has been there since 1900, so the wall has been there at least that long, and so far, so good.
You own above that wall?
Yeah, or just like the top of the stones, just the top of the stones. Yes, uh-huh. So the stones themselves, and it's the top of the stones. The rest of it, the slope is 12 North Avenue.
You have submitted.
You submitted letters to the neighbors.
Yes, sir. I did. Yes, sir. Uh huh. I had all that. Those were sent on July 6th, and I gave the receipt from the post office to Lisa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you have can verify that.
Yeah, we've received it. As far as I know, everything is in order.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, you can have a seat, and we can, I'll open this up. Item number 11 on the public portion is open. Anybody from the public wish to speak on behalf of this application only? Going once. Going twice. All right. I'll make a motion to close the public portion. I'll make that motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Who's next? Item number 12, action on this application. And we discuss. Anybody have anything that they want to add, subtract, any concerns, anything we want to openly discuss about this?
What's that? It's building inspector states on this.
Yeah, I would. We can definitely ask. Well, we can ask Kevin.
Excuse me, Kevin.
Yeah.
What is your take on this?
You know, I guess it's up to the board. We had one several months ago for a side yard variance. You have to, I guess, set a precedent and follow it. I would say that that's probably the best way I can explain it.
Right.
Well, that side yard variance you're speaking of back in May?
Yeah. Kevin,
the one with the full addition in the house?
Yeah.
He had three other sides of a house and he can go up on it?
Like I said, there's always so many different ways of looking at it. And I'm not trying to compare apples with apples. It's a couple of feet on the side yard. There's the wall there. He has no objections from the neighbor that it's above that. If it was me, I would let it go. I would vote and approve that, this exactly. application.
Was setting a precedent. No on this. I don't think so. Right. So I agree. You guys good? Rita, do you have anything?
I guess I'm just somewhat curious about in the last case we followed the rule, and in this case it seems like the rule has more flexibility.
Well, even like Kevin just said, we had something a couple of months back. Everything is a different circumstance.
You got to remember,
so we can talk after about setting a precedence for. Whereas
every variance
is different and unique
for each case.
For each case,
right?
Right.
Correct.
So, in what Kevin was referring to, I don't think you came to that meeting.
No,
there was
the magnitude of the request was 10 times more than what is being asked for tonight.
Right.
And there were circumstances, as you pointed out, Mr. Chairman, there were other options. In this case, there are no other options.
There are no other options. She can't move the bathroom to the other side, so that way she can conform. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you could move an air conditioner. It caught money.
It's not a question of the air conditioner. It's the bathroom that's already there that she's converting from a half to a full.
Okay. And so
the air conditioner's on the other side. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why she couldn't put the bathroom on the other side.
Right.
And the other mechanicals also for the furnace, the boiler, all those mechanicals are on the side where the air conditioner is.
So even though you would have the room over there, you would have to...
I would have to
take the expense of moving
these. Even the plumbing, on all the plumbing and everything. The bathroom is there, so.
It's already there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Any other questions? Dave, John, we're good? I'll make a motion to approve this application, 14 North Avenue, with the affected premise appealing the Derby Zoning Board Regulations 195-13E for a side yard variance from 8 feet to 3.5 on the north left side of the house to expand a bathroom. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second made by John. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Nobody? Okay. Motion carries. Congratulations. Yep. You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Can you hear me second? I would like to be able to monitor this meeting as I am doing now, but being able to jump off and attend to another matter for several minutes. Is that okay with your board and your group and the next applicant?
If you give me 1 minute, we'll have the next applicant come right up and we can ask.
That's okay. Fine. Yep.
All right. Hold on a second. All right. Item number 13, application, Lanisha Lewis, 324 Silver Hill Road, Derby, appealing the Derby Zone Regulation 195-96 for a side yard variance from 25 to 5 feet for the construction of a garage. State your name and your address for the record, please. Just hit the button where it's green.
Hi. Lanisha Lewis, 324 Silver Hill Road, okay. Derby.
Our gentleman here, Kevin White, was asking if he can jump off for several minutes. Did you want to wait for him? Sure. That way he can give us some input.
Mr. Chairman, I think if she just explained what she was trying to do at this particular time, and I can listen to everything, if there's anything that I need to add or change. We've spoken in my office. The application is pretty straightforward. I think she'll be able to explain what's going on, and then I could jump right back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Carry on.
Hi. Hi. So I'm applying for the variance for the garage, for the driveway over the side of my house. Mm-hmm. Right now, I have no neighbors on the side of my house, but it's a lot of trees and woods. So my main concern is safety. I have little children. And, you know, just to be able to park the car and be able to get in safely. Not only that, everybody around me does have garages as well.
And the hardship is that you're putting it on the right side?
Yeah. Because the left side, it's like, it's closed. It's not an area where you can put it. The oil tank is on the left side as well.
Is it above ground oil tank or is it underground?
It's above.
So you said in the application that it's an undersized lot already, and yet
it's already on this undersized. Yeah, that's how I brought it already, like that. I purchased a home like that.
When was this house built? And Earl,
yes,
you have the zoning regs. When did they come into effect?
I'm sorry?
When did the zoning rules come into effect?
What was it?
Yeah, right there.
Hello.
Where?
The zoning rules?
72 and the house was built.
I'm back. 2000.
Okay.
2000.
All right.
That was when the new ones were.
No.
Yeah. The original zoning.
That's revisions. The original zoning.
Yeah. Oh, goes back.
Saying about 70 or something.
Yeah, way back. Around 69, 70.
This is the current house.
No, there's not neighbors. That's just showing that everybody in the neighborhood kind of have driveways.
Well, they have it, but they're conforming.
No, I understand that, but you know, I'm just
like,
just the rig, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the house, right? The lot is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the house. Yes.
That's why I was like, okay.
Gave the letters to Lisa?
Yes, I did.
And they put the garage under the house, probably to conform.
They're
not on the side of the house, expanding the original.
Oh, yeah, they're on the side.
No, they're under. These references, these pictures.
Oh, you mean the neighbors. Oh,
these
got
pictures
it.
That you're showing
the neighbors.
Are part of the house. They're not in addition to the
house.
Oh,
I understand.
You understand? So they probably have it under because they had to meet with the guidelines and the conformity.
Oh, okay.
Don't know when these were built.
Those are all
correct.
But except that. You know what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So what you're doing is you want to add it to the side. The
correct.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. A year ago.
How long ago did you buy this house?
I just bought it. I just brought the house like
you just brought the house.
2 months ago.
When?
2 months ago.
Okay. I don't know. Is there anything else you want to add to the application? I don't know. Anybody have any questions for her? When you purchased this house, I'll ask a question. And when you purchased this house, did you know you were going to do this? Like, was this something that maybe we had the little foresight to know that whether or not you could have done it prior to buying it, knowing you wanted to do this?
No. What was alarming is that one day I went to the house and there was a coyote. So it kind of startled me. I wasn't prepared for that. So that's why I feel like the garage would be a little safer. I can park the car and get out quickly. I mean, it just alarmed
and you
me.
Have kids.
Yeah, I do.
Are you alarmed when they outside playing in the backyard?
Well, yeah.
Anybody else have any questions?
If the oil tank wasn't on the other side of the house, do you have enough property to move the garage to that side or not?
No.
So you don't have the
No, I don't have the option either side.
Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions for the applicant? Do you have anything else you would like to add to the application?
No, not at this moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go to item number 14. Anybody from the public wish to speak on this application only? Anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay. A motion to close the public portion.
So moved.
Motion made by John. Second by Rita. All in favor? All opposed? Okay. Motion carries. Item number 15, action on the application. Kevin, if you'd like to weigh in here before we...
Yeah, I think that the total package of this variance starts with the fact that it's an R1 zone up there, and the minimum lot size for that zone is 40,000 square feet. They have 8. Obviously, then the side yards, which are enormous, front, rear, and side, will never be met. And in order for them to be ever able to expand this portion of their building, I mean, I think it's a no-brainer. Just let them build the garage on the side. We've notified Ansonia. We haven't heard anything back from them because the side yard is the Ansonia Derby property line. And again, I would be in favor.
What's there? Line. Just what? Just woods?
The Ansonia Derby property line is their property line there on the side?
Is that Fountain Lake?
Fountain Lake.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, I would just like I said, I think it was one of those lots that was created a long time ago. That they bought. They're trying to make some improvements on it. I don't see any issues with this at all.
They notified the town?
Yes, we did too. The city is the one that notifies the adjoining property, and we did that. We did that a week ago.
Okay.
That explains it.
Okay.
Can I make a motion that we approve this application?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I make a motion we approve this application for Lanisha Lewis at 324 Silverhood Road, location affected premises, appealing zoning regs 195-9E for a side yard variance from 25 feet to 5 feet for the construction of a garage.
Okay, I'll second it.
The building was built in 1963 and the zoning regs were 1969. So this was built prior to zoning regulations.
But right. So now they're coming before us because it's pre-existing non-conforming. So now they're changing that conformity. So that's why they're in front of the zoning board though.
That's correct.
Otherwise they wouldn't be here, right?
Correct.
So I'll second that. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right, motion carries.
You can build your garage.
Congratulations. Item number 16, application Pasquale Civitella of P.O. Box 200, Ansonia, Connecticut. Located of effective premises of 154 New Haven Avenue, Derby, Connecticut, appealing the Derby zoning regulation 195-13E to convert a storefront commercial to an apartment. Please state your name and your address.
Pasquale Civitella, 746 East Broadway, Milford, Connecticut. Good evening to everyone tonight. I'm not sure if I submitted this with the application. These are just photos. I'd like to submit that tonight if that.
Yeah, you want to submit that? That would be great. No, that's
not. I don't have enough for everybody, but
we can share.
So
this is the old auto restaurant.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. This property, it was existing, the auto rest, as John Kowork knows, and it was always two apartments upstairs besides the auto rest. I have plenty of parking on the property. I think I submitted the parking diagram with the application. And the whole problem is that I'm 2,500 square feet of the whole lot size short, according to the regs, for the whole property. And the hardship is that storefront or whatever you want to call it is just very difficult to get tenants nowadays for office space or anything along that line. I mean, the building is all existing. We're not changing anything. It's existing three levels. There's plenty of parking there. And that's basically it. And now the photos that I just submitted tonight, the two buildings to the left of the property, you'll see they're both three units. And neither one of them have any parking.
Can you repeat that again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the two buildings to the left of my property, they're both three family units or three unit buildings. And neither one of them have any parking at all. They all have to park on the street.
Mm-hmm. And you have the parking.
I have plenty of parking.
So the top is an apartment?
Correct.
And the bottom you want to convert to apartment?
Correct.
Are you, Kevin, would this be changing his zoning from, you know, a commercial to an R3 or something like that? Is that something we can ask for?
Here's the crux of the matter. He's already got an existing two family. These zones, and this is what it's spoken to in the primary R5 zone. I'll read it for you. The intents are primarily residential in nature and consist of areas built up in years past with single family, two family, and multi-family structures. That's the opening line in the comments. When you go to the bulk requirements, it requires that each individual family have a minimum of 5,000 square feet per family. He already has two families. If he wants to go to three families, he needs 15,000. He doesn't have that. He only has 12. So the variance is, do you require the less square footage for the third family?
No, it's better than having none, right?
Correct.
Three 3,000 square feet. So he has 12. And
it's actually 2,500 is the shortage. It's 12,500 and 25 is 15.
I could not issue a permit under the current regulations.
Correct. Because you're short 2,500 or 3,000 square feet.
He does. Correct. The first thing that I look for, and we spoke about this a couple of applications before,
right,
is the parking requirements. And yes. he proved that he has the parking requirements. And then when I looked further, it ended up being, well, you don't have the square footage. So I can't give him a permit until you guys give him the variance.
So we're talking about 2,500 square feet short.
Lot size.
So lot is too
small. Yes.
Yes.
Right. But he's in R5. But it's commercial. He has a...
When he had the business there, he had enough parking spaces for the business.
Right.
But he doesn't have enough lot size for the residential unit.
Which to me doesn't make much of a
It doesn't make, So he already had families living up there.
Correct.
So they already had spots. Correct. No, they didn't. Ma'am, you want to?
I'll wait till
you had two families up there, two separate families up there.
I didn't. I had one. The other the space was vacant for a long time. But there was always, you know, the store and then two apartments upstairs. This is going back to the auto rest, going back 50 years ago.
Okay.
Like I said, everything is existing. Nothing's changed.
Right. But you didn't have enough room to park for those two, but you had enough
plenty
room
of parking
to park for the.
Correct.
How?
It just doesn't. As I'm saying, in the house next to me the on the left-hand side is three units. They have zero parking.
But they're pre-existing non-conforming and they're not coming to make a modification.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I understand. Right. Yeah. So
you can't bring somebody.
Okay.
Like,
all right. I understand.
You know, if I bought a house and it was there, I can use it for what it was. And it was built in 1900.
Yeah.
And then, but if I want to add on, that's why you're here. These people are not trying to add on. So they're just living.
No, I understand.
Okay. So you're modifying.
Yeah.
And you're already not conforming to the regulations.
Yeah.
So I don't want to bring up somebody else because we didn't grant somebody else something.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just saying
that we're not giving you
because, as Kevin says, it's about the parking. I mean, there's plenty of parking.
Kevin, is there plenty of parking?
Yes. That, as I said, I was surprised because when I usually look at that first, and he does have the park.
Is the truck go?
I'm sorry.
Does the truck go?
Yes.
It's going to be gone.
Oh, absolutely. We're just using it for materials right now.
That's one of the spaces.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's
you're eight, using there's, it for materials eight. For what? To clean it out?
Well, for the property. And
you already started work on it?
Well, we had started back a while ago, a long time ago. And then we got into COVID and we had to put it on hold.
To convert it to a
we had a water problem from the back of the property that was going into the property where the bar area was that there was flood in that property, so we had to clean that all that out and correct the water issue.
Okay.
But going back to the parking, there's parking for eight cars.
All right. Anything else you want to I'll ask any of you guys. Is anybody here on the board have questions?
Yeah.
For him.
On your if you're facing the property on the right side, right behind the truck.
Yeah.
There is like an open, like a little spot way in the back. Do you own that? How far back do you own?
It goes over to, let me see here where the picture. Yeah, to the tree. Yeah, those trees on the right. Yep.
What's alongside the building?
I'm sorry, what's the question?
What's alongside the building?
On that side?
Yeah.
There's nothing, it's just a lot land.
It's all flat, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you utilize that for parking too?
Are you going to clear that out for parking?
Clear that out for parking?
I don't need to, but I can. Yeah, I mean, my plan is to put a fence there so, you know, the first floor tenant could have a little space outside.
If you cleared it, you would have more.
No, room. I mean, there's
he
no.
He doesn't have enough area.
Square footage of the lot is not sufficient.
Right.
He's got plenty of
parking. It's just a lot here, but I was just curious how far back does it go and how. I mean,
I could clear it all the way back. I mean, that's not a problem. But the parking is not an issue, though.
Right. The parking is not the issue.
Yeah, the parking is not the issue. It's the lot size is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, is 2,500 square feet.
I think the brickwork that you did, moving that base looks great when you drive by.
Thank you.
That building was always a
two-family. Well, it was when I purchased it, and prior to that, there was always the bar or something on the first floor, and two apartments upstairs.
Right.
Yeah.
can never get a business estate. No.
Right.
The auto rest was there for 30 years.
Right. After the auto rest, then, yeah.
It was a bar.
Yeah. And I don't think the neighbors would appreciate opening another bar or the city.
Kevin, you got all the certified letters?
Yes.
Proper and...
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? Questions? All right.
I'd like to make a motion. We approve.
No. No, we have two more steps here, John. All right. Relax. Item number 17. Anybody, you can have a seat. Okay. Thank you. Item number 17. Anybody from the public like to speak on this application? Just state your name and your address for the record, please.
Dina Camelini, 148 New Haven Avenue in Derby.
Okay.
So I own the property that he was to the right to the left side of him.
Okay. No, the left side.
Looking at his property to the front, I'm on the left.
Right. Oh, okay.
So I did receive the letter, and the concern was it says converting the old bar space into an apartment, but that has always been a one family, right? I don't ever remember it being a two family. So the concern on me is that, you know, so we're owner occupied, right? The three families owner, I occupy it and we're all family. To change that from a single family with a storefront to a three family is the concern. So I don't believe it's a two family. It's always been a one family with the storefront auto rest on the bottom. My family actually owned that, my great grandfather, many, many years ago.
The property sits on an R5, and as he read the R5 code, it says it is intended for use or the use that we can use, Kevin, right? Two family and multifamily.
Yes.
So he's not, by trying to convert this, not breaking any rules.
Okay, so even though it's a one family,
he can make it a three, it into, okay, a four, or a five.
Okay.
Because it says the R5 that he sits in.
Okay.
If it's an R3, if it's an R, there's a lot of different R's, right? And then there's a, you know, there's a B zone and a commercial zone. You know, so the R5, as he just read the definition of, he's not trying to convert something outside of his R5 zone.
Okay. I was just unaware of the terminology and I just wanted to, you know, just voice my concern
and
home, you know, because we have
understood.
Yeah. Cause we have other homes that are not owner occupied that, you know, are just income and, you know, just that concern.
I get that. Yeah. We have a very transient population here.
Yeah,
we do. I understand.
And, I get the, you know, there is really no privacy between the two houses. It's just a fence, and you know, maybe to request, if this does get granted, that there be some kind of privacy, you know, to separate the two houses, if that would be possible.
Gentleman's right here.
You could have took down a tree for you. Got
we didn't ask you to take down the tree. No, he's very difficult to deal with. I'm going to be completely honest. All we wanted to do was cut the branches because they were over our property line and it was ruining our roof. And he took it to the extreme and cut the tree down. And parking is not an issue. We have parking, you know, behind our house that he doesn't know. But even though he has his big lot, if you want to get like that, he parks in front of our house when he comes, when they're working on the property. Okay. And the work did start way before we got this letter. That house has been worked on for about 4 months now. So we did get this notice like a week ago, and they've been working there for probably 3 or 4 months. So I guess that's all I have to say. And this is my first time, you know, so yeah. No, I appreciate you listening
coming
to me.
Up and I, He's not coming for the variance. I just want to clarify.
I understand, and I want to take the time to
make sure that you understand it, because you do have to live next door to it every day.
And that's my concern, because you know it's never been a three family, and we're dealing with issues for non-owner occupied all around us, and there's just concerns.
Right.
All right. So I appreciate your time and thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you. Kevin, just one more time, if you can just refresh everybody here, if you could read that definition of the R5 again.
Yeah. So the intent in the residential R5 zone, these zones are primarily residential in nature and consist of areas built up in years past with single family, two family, and multifamily structures. Now, let's be clear, in the permitted use in the R5 zone, single and two family dwellings are specifically mentioned. The request is to go to the third family in that multi-family structure sentence. So here's the second part of all of this. As we all know, Derby has, in years past, had many, many businesses, offices, et cetera, all over the community. As things have changed, this uses have also changed. Upstairs, the apartments, downstairs, businesses, or, you know, other businesses. What will this man do if he is not given permission tonight to convert this to another apartment? Is he going to go look for we've had people come in, they wanted to do convenience stores, barbershops, you name it. He wants to get the best use out of his property and convert it to an apartment. That really what it is. And the variance would be the 2,500 square feet for the third family.
I mean,
yes.
What she said was that it's always been a one family, and you did say that only one family has been living there.
It's never been one family.
Have you ever rented to two families in that apartment?
Yes.
When was the last time you had two families?
Probably 4 or 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
I'm saying no. That house has been vacant for 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, prior to that, we had
one family.
I had two tenants in there.
A husband and a wife. So if you've had trouble renting it to two families, do you hope to rent it to three?
No, the hardship is the commercial space or the office space is the hardship.
Would you
originally
make that one?
Oh Jesus.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Kevin?
I lost you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I didn't hear the question.
So I was just trying to clarify if the bottom section that used to be commercial, was that going to be combined with the first floor?
It would be a separate unit.
It would be a third unit.
Correct.
So your hope would be to have
the apartment would be downstairs on the first floor.
So it wouldn't be making the first floor bigger.
Which there's, you know, huge demand for apartments.
Oh, there you go.
And I think it would be in keeping with the neighbors too, instead of having this one with a commercial or a office space.
I mean, I'm certain you would rather have residential than a commercial business, right?
Well,
with the
maybe a, you know, a little deli
or
a place with people.
Yeah, not a bar. Right. But the in and out with the traffic and everything else could Yeah. Go, yeah, go ahead. Public portion is still open, so.
Can I call you Pat?
Sure. Pat, that's what everybody calls me.
There was a concern with your neighbor,
dude. Yes.
Okay, about a tree being cut down and everything. Now,
but this is going back 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now, and we can't put it down. I don't know if we can or not. I'm not sure. But would you consider putting like small trees, like the little
arborvitaes?
Arborvitaes alongside it?
Sure, absolutely.
Some property line, that would be
Would you accept something like that to appease your neighbor?
I try to work with all the neighbors.
No. What I'm asking, would you appease?
Absolutely. No. I mean, that would benefit my property too, give privacy to my people.
Okay, Mr. Chairman. And we request this young lady to come up here and see if she accepts that or not as in good faith.
You can ask her. Yeah.
Would you please come up? It's not a guarantee that it's the option. I mean, it's still a board's approval.
Absolutely.
Not approval yet. But just for your concern, and you know, and Mr. Civitelli agree to put some, you know, decorative trees there. We wanted to know if that's okay with you.
That
was your concern.
That was the exact thing that we were looking for, the abrevites. Okay. Yeah. And if that would give each house privacy, and I would definitely accept that.
Okay.
Mute.
Not guaranteed again. Like I say,
you got my word on it.
And he's on the record.
And he's on the record. So if this happens, he's got to put the trees in, right? The whole property line. Awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And on the record, she gave you your thank you already.
He wants to thank you from my husband.
Yeah.
We didn't request that. It was a beautiful, huge tree.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any other questions? Public portion. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
I'll close it.
By John, second by Earl. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Item number 18, action on application. Anybody have anything else they want to add? Kevin? Anybody? Anybody have questions for Kevin? No? Okay, not hearing anything. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the application, reducing the lot size for that third apartment to 2,500 square feet.
Okay. I'm just going to put it in there that we're approving the appealing of the Zoning Board Regulation 195-13E to convert the storefront commercial to an apartment. I just want to add that to it. Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
Second by Dave. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Motion carries. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Last item. Item number 19, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by John, seconded by Earl. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Let the record show that this meeting is adjourned at 7:39. Thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Thanks, Corp Council.
I have a question for Kevin. I know, Kevin, this is outside the realm of CBA. I live in Bellevue Drive. Do you know anything that's going on down construction down at the end of Bellevue Drive, Kevin?
I think we lost him.
Yes, 7:39.
Yep.
I'm just waiting for Kevin.